On the phone here, joining us here this afternoon is Julie Gibbs, the Riley County Health Department Director. And Julie, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again.
Sure. Thanks, Dave. Good afternoon.
Well, we've got a couple of more cases, and one of the things that, you know, we're starting to stress also, the number of recoveries that we've seen here locally. And I'm just going to let you talk a little bit about, you know, give us a little status update.
Sure. So we have two more positives today. We're kind of trickling along, two or three almost every day. So that puts us at 51 confirmed positives in the county, and 26 have recovered. So every time that we have a couple more new confirmed positives, we also have a couple more that have recovered. So that's a good thing. We also have six pending tests, and there have been a total of 438 negative tests in the county so far. Information on the newest positives, there is a 57-year-old female. She is actually isolating at home. And there's also a 38-year-old male who is actually isolating at Ascension Via Christi Hospital.
Okay. And is that the only patient right now at Via Christi that you know of?
Yes, there were two. But as of today, there was another one, Pottawatomie County resident, who was released from the hospital today. So there's only one COVID-positive patient in the hospital.
Okay. State numbers, 4,449 as of 9 o'clock this morning, and we've had a couple of more counties that have had positive cases. The death count in Kansas is at 130. So last night, of course, the governor said what she's going to be doing here as far as lifting the stay-at-home orders, and you've got your plans in place, and I am hopeful that we can stay off any further expansion of numbers.
Right. Yep. We've been working on final touches of a restricted movement order to kind of go along with the governor's. Of course, we were waiting for her to come out with hers last night. And we've been here at the EOC ever since early this morning, working with our counterparts at Geary County and Pottawatomie County to make sure that we have very similar language in our orders. And I know that Geary County has they had a press conference earlier this afternoon and put theirs out. And I think Pottawatomie County is putting theirs out as we speak. We're still working on ours and hope to get it out here in the next hour or two. We'll put that out on our Facebook page and also our website, RileyCountyKS.gov. But we wanted to make sure we got all the final touches in there, made sure that we had enough guidelines and description in there so that individuals didn't have questions or that could be cleared up with looking at those descriptions. We also wanted to get enough input from that recovery task force. They met today at 11, so we wanted to get their input as well as input from our clinical task force. So with all that being said, we hope to release that in the next hour or so.
Was there anything in particular that stood out from the recovery task force today?
You know, they have a lot of representation from the business sector, Chamber of Commerce. Actually, Jason Smith, the president of the Chamber, is one of the co-chairs along with Bob Koppel. And so I think it's a pretty good group as far as representation from the community. You know, I mentioned the business sector, but also there's representation from our clinical COVID-19 task force and also representation from the region, Pott County and Geary County and Riley County Commission, as well as city representation too. So yeah, just a large number of individuals and a lot of input. There's a lot of great things coming from that task force.
I've heard a few comments that saying, why are we going through opening things up, even if it's on a smaller level, when we have yet to reach the peak of what is anticipated in the number of coronavirus patients that we would have here, and that peak is expected sometime in the next week. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, we have to really be careful on how we do this, how we open things up. We know that there's been an economic toll, and we can't keep going like we are, and so we do want to open up some businesses, and we're going to have to monitor that, you know, see how that goes in the next 2 weeks, and that's why these are, at minimum, 2 weeks. 2 weeks is our minimal. You know, we have to spend those 2 weeks monitoring the situation, and we may need to stay in a phase longer than that if we see a spike in cases or if we see a lot of hospitalizations, or we may revert back to the previous phase. So it's kind of trial and error from here on out. We really have to be careful on how we open things up. And I think when we say open things up, we're not just opening them up and there's no restrictions. The governor has set some guidelines and some restrictions, and we're doing the same. So I think people need to take that into consideration as well. You know, when we open up businesses, they do have to follow certain guidelines.
With these new restrictions, and all those are available on your website, the listing of the time frames and the different phases that we're going to be looking to implement these things.
Yeah, yep, we'll have all that out. There was one that was released, the stages that was released earlier. I think yesterday it was released or the day before, and that is not current. That's actually a draft that we had a while ago. So we'll be releasing out updated information. So along with our order, we'll be putting out guidance and a lot of infographics, if you will. I tend to see things better in a nice, pretty chart or a graphic of some sort. So we'll be putting out that information too, so it's a lot easier to read the order.
Okay. Well, this is, hopefully, knock it on wood here, that if things continue to improve as we have seen them, we anticipate at least that for the time being, that this will be our last afternoon report that we'll plan to do together. But we're so grateful for the work that you and all those at the EOC and David Adams, even Moldy, doing some good stuff. But we certainly appreciate the work that you have done and the communication that you've shared with our community. And we are going to continue the 7 a.m. reports, but those are going to have a little bit different direction where we're going to be talking more about the recovery. But we will still have some data as is necessary to keep people apprised as to the current status of coronavirus in the community. So, Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you. We really appreciate all of your support as well.
You've done an amazing job, and we continue good wishes to you and yours.